This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. The Andy Parsons Show wants you. Call 0330 223 0200. Email studio at FUBARradio.com or tweet at FUBAR Radio and at Mr. Andy Parsons.
Yes, yes, yes. Bit slow with putting up the microphones, but very excited. Here we are, Andy Parsons, FUBAR, live, 7 p.m. on a Thursday. So, faded out something there and faded us up. So, welcome to Talia.
Hello.
New producer on the show for 2 weeks only. I believe Amanda is up swanning in Edinburgh.
She's just having a great time at the Edinburgh Fringe.
Is she having a great time?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you heard from her?
I have. Yeah, yeah. She's having fun.
Drunkenly at sort of 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Go, I love everybody.
That's the one.
And then at 10 o'clock in the morning, go, I hate everybody. I never wanted to be here.
Yeah, I wanted to stay here.
Do you get to go at all? Or?
No, I'm just staying. Looking after everything in London.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah. You're hands-on.
Yeah.
Hands-on.
Definitely.
So how does 3 hours on a Thursday evening suit you?
Forward to it.
Yeah, well, good. That's the right attitude. This early on. So has you had a good week or?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been I usually work on Mark Dolan's show.
Yeah.
So I've been, you know, pimped out onto the other shows.
As I understand it, Katie Price is she was ill this week.
She was, yeah.
I was there checking my tabloids and they were very excited that she was unable to make it.
Yeah, she hasn't given birth. That's what the speculation was, but no, she's still very much pregnant.
Yes. It was a mystery illness.
Yeah, it was.
And giving birth could have been the illness, is that the idea?
Yeah, she was just queasy. That was all it was.
So you've been working hard doing the morning shift and the evening shift.
Yeah, now. So I'm here.
You look remarkably well on it. So should we give them the listener out there a little rundown on what we've got for the show tonight? I've got it, to be honest with you, much better than the previous producer. Much better.
You're just saying that because I'm here.
The font on this is absolutely fantastic. We have tonight Ian Dunt, editor of politics.co.uk. He'll be chatting, a bit of politics, but also a bit of news, and who knows whatever else he'll be chatting with us. We've also got Claire Lim, co-founder of music PR company The Badge of Friendship. And she's an entertainment journalist, so we're going to be gossiping with her. Rob Jones, MSN Sports senior editor, not just any sport editor from MSN, the senior editor we've got coming in with doing a bit of sport for us. And, you know, if that wasn't enough, Maria Hudd, reporter for the Eastbourne Herald, is going to be giving us the latest on the Eastbourne Pier. You probably saw it. Their firefighters were very pleased that they'd saved so much of it, they said. They said a lot had been saved. Now, if you look at the pictures, that seems to be an overstatement. But we'll find out more from Maria. We've also got James Morris, editor of Alcohol Policy UK, on ankle tags. This is a new Boris policy, the idea that you can monitor offenders' alcohol consumption. So one of the things they can now give them is giving them these ankle tags to make sure that they don't drink at all, or they can actually, I believe, limit it to a certain amount. So you can go, you're allowed one pint every 2 weeks or whatever it is. But we'll be finding out more of that, those from James Morris. We'll also be talking Ebola virus has been a massive scare this week. You know, should you be worried about the Ebola virus in the UK? The simple answer to that is no. You shouldn't be worried. One bloke was tested for it and has proved negative. So don't worry too much. It may just be the sort of the new foreign secretary trying to get everybody, you know, work out who his name is and what he's been up to. So Philip Hammond has been saying he's had a Cobra meeting. Maybe he just wanted to see what a Cobra meeting was like. He'd heard a lot about them and he thought, well, I'll attend one just to see what they're like. So we'll find out more about that. We're also going to be talking driverless cars. Government have confirmed that they're going to, this is Vince Cable getting in on the act on the silly summer season, saying that from next year, they're going to pick a town, I think that's right, aren't they? They're going to pick a town as to which one you can allow to drive your driverless car.
It scares me a bit.
Yeah, well, it's a worrying thought, isn't it? Especially, you know, given we're surrounded by technology here, and I failed to put the microphones up quickly, and I'm sure I'll muck up loads of other things as we go on.
Driverless cars.
Yeah, that's it. And how do you say, I'm going to drive my driverless car? That's what I said, and now it sounds stupid, doesn't it? There's got to be some other term. I shall get in my driverless car, and it will show for me, to where, unless it starts going hideously wrong, and I have to turn it off and turn it back on again.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it.
No, it's early days of technology, but one town is going to have that from next year. We'll guess which one that will be. For some reason, you wanted to give me one with lots of roundabouts, don't you? Give it a bit of a test, maybe. Or maybe no roundabouts.
Don't go to Sheffield, because that's just hills. And they'll just,
I've been in the centre of Sheffield. It's not too many hills right in the centre.
Maybe not in the centre, but it's quite a hilly place.
Yeah.
Out of all the cities in England.
Yeah. Did you spend a lot of time in Sheffield? Or?
Yeah. Well, my ex-boyfriend was from there. So okay. I used to go there.
Maybe he just used to take you to the hills. Maybe that was it.
Maybe.
We're finding out more than we suspected early doors with a new producer. So we're going to be talking all about that. We're also the spat between Orlando Bloom and Justin Bieber. Do you give a toss? Or are you like me, possibly warming to Bieber? The more dark and dangerous he becomes, the more I'm warming to him. But maybe that's just me. We'll find out a bit more in our showbiz section. We're also, I couldn't say section there, I got overexcited in the word section. Maybe it was just the word sex and then I sort of failed to complete it. But there we go. Maybe we're finding out more about me than we were expecting to.
Oh no.
Here we go. Sheffield and the Hills, it's all coming back. So, yes, we're going to be talking about loom bands. Loom bands, yeah, it doesn't sound that exciting, does it? But especially as you, if you regard them, as I do slightly, as like tiny elastic bands, how could anybody want to pay 170k for a dress? Well, it turns out they didn't. Turns out they're now saying they're not going to pay. But we'll be talking about loom bands. Have you got, have you done any, Talia?
No, I've not really got involved in this.
Well, I was with a family in the pub last week, and their little girl turned up and was obsessed with them, just did them, kept her quiet for a couple of hours while the parents enjoyed getting a few wines down there. So I suppose if no other reason, it's active, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's only your fingers doing it, I suppose, whatever, but, it's better than watching the telly, maybe. Who knows? We'll find out. And then we've, of course, got sport. Usain Bolt, did he say the Commonwealth Games are a bit shit? He says he didn't, right? But two people have been sacked for having a selfie with him, two game staff. He says he didn't have anything to do with that at all. Poor old Usain Bolt. He's only running them relay as well.
Bless him.
You know, he thought, doing two races, that's too much for me. I'll just have one leg. Still got to run 100 metres, though, hasn't he? But maybe not the full 100, is it? Probably if he does the last legs, probably only about 95, isn't it?
You know, with him, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's 10 seconds work, isn't it? And he goes, oh, that's me done. Yeah, it's been a good year.
Yeah, all of that training for that 10 seconds. Yeah.
Well, presumably he hadn't done that much training, that's why he didn't run 100 on his own.
Yeah.
So all of that, all football transfers, and in England, do you give a toss? India give a toss, because there's a billion of them and they like cricket. But yes, England beat India at cricket today. First time they've won, I believe, in 11 games. So.
Oh, good.
Yes,
good. Very good.
I like the way you said, oh, good there. Is that come as a surprise? Oh, really? So, yeah, we can look forward to all of that coming up. You know, we also want you to get involved. I've got a few jingles, some of which have got the right phone number, but apparently the old phone number still works.
Yeah, apparently that's true.
Why are we that's why they haven't really bothered to do the jingles. Can we get a new jingle for next week? I call them jingles. I'm a bit.
I call them jingles.
Jingles. Are you calling them jingles?
Yeah.
Because trails is the new term that people have been banding on me.
Oh, yeah, they're the other thing where we play trails to promote other shows now.
Oh, so this isn't a trail, this is a jingle then, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it's sort of, there's not too much jingling on it, though, is there? Because jingle, you'd have thought there was a bit.
FUBAR Radio presents The Andy Parsons Show.
Oh, this is a trail.
Call now on 0330 223 0200.
So that's.
Tweet us
this is
at
the,
FUBAR Radio.
This is it.
The Andy Parsons Show.
There we go. There's some stuff there. So, yeah, get in contact. We did have people get in contact last week. We couldn't do them all. We were so excited we could not do them all. Last week we were asking you a couple of things. First one was there was this bloke who was trying to he tried to kill a spider, and he used a spray paint and lighter, right? And he set fire to his own house.
Oh God, no!
So we were asking you what's your biggest domestic fail. Some of the ones that we didn't have time for, or we didn't get to, or technologically we couldn't access.
Mm-hmm.
We had Fiona and Pete. I'm guessing this may be Fiona without Pete now, but maybe it was a different. My ex-husband was mowing the lawn and mowed the cable. I handed him the electrical tape and turned to go back and turn the power off, but he touched the live wires before I got there.
Oh, no.
We're divorced now. That's from Fiona and maybe Pete. We're not quite sure. Also, we got... here we go. Mark Holroyd. I set fire to the bath once using lighter fluid to burn out the hairs that were clogging the plug hole.
Oh, why would you use lighter fluid?
Well done, Mark. He said, left me standing by a wall of flame. All I could think of doing was blowing, and that was never going to work. So there's Mark's contribution. Michelle Wynne, I left a pot of eggs boiling on the stove and went to bed forgetting about them. Woke up to exploded eggs all over the kitchen, not surprisingly, egg yolk bits on the ceiling, and a horrible smell that took weeks to get rid of. Well, you would say just desserts there, probably. And another idiot. He was very keen for us to to take the piss, and we will. Adam Watson killed a moth with deodorant and a lighter and set my curtains on fire. So there we go. No, nobody ever learnt, really.
No, no. Yeah,
it's a bad idea. Any sort of spray can and a lighter.
Always lighters involved, yeah.
Yeah.
Not going to work.
I will read... I thought I'd just mention this one. I can't actually read who actually sent it in, but Sununos Nuwan, or something like that, was sitting at a bus stop, heard an old guy next to me sneeze. He slid off the chair, knocked himself out as his head hit the chair on the way down.
No.
Now,